It's the Thursday Morning House Call with Dr. Lane Iena, brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Hey, good morning once again. Big Lane Edwards with you in studio with me, Dr. Lane Iena. Good morning, Dr. Lane.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. You know, it's Friday Eve and the weather's pretty good and the weekend is upon us.
It's supposed to be a little bit cooler this weekend. Not much. I mean, you know, 90 compared to 100, but it's you know, you take the winds where you can get them here in Texas in July and August, right?
So what you're saying is some's better than none, right?
I'll take it. I'm not going to turn it down.
All right. So we have a special shout out we want to say first as we start.
It is Miss Sharon's last day today. Now, if you've come to our clinic for a while, Miss Sharon has been there for a long, long time and has just been the heart and soul of our clinic the whole time. And man, we absolutely love her. We hate that she's leaving us. You know what I mean? The selfish part of me hates that she's leaving, but the nice part of me is so happy she's retiring. I mean, you talk about earned it. So thank you for everything, Miss Sharon. You have been wonderful. We love you. We are just so happy that you've reached this milestone. And man, I hope every single day of retirement is just better than the one before it. So go off and enjoy, but don't be a stranger. Come see us when you can.
Absolutely. So some sad eyes there, but also some happiness at a great retirement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then what great career. Just patients love her. We love her. It's going to be a hard, hard loss, but we're so happy for her.
All right. So moving on to other things.
Yes.
What are we talking about today?
So Miles, my son, is kind of growing. He's our six-year-old. He's growing into a little gearhead, really starting to like cars. Right now it's Hot Wheels and whatever cool, flashy car he's looking at. He hasn't found any favorites for more than a week, as most six-year-olds are. But there is a car show this weekend in Houston that my father-in-law pointed out that we're going to take Miles to. It's going to be me and Miles and my parents and my sister and her husband. We are so excited, and Miles is so excited. He's going to get to see all those cool cars that he sees in video games. So today we're going to talk about car safety from birth to 18. So cars and kids is kind of what we're going to talk about today. Starting from infants and toddlers, so we're going to go from birth to 2 years. And I wrote all these down so that I don't get any of the numbers wrong. But when you've got those little babies, 2 years and under, we really want to go for that rear-facing seat. The head, the spine, they're still forming. The absolute safest way to do it is the rear-facing seat, and most people know this. They won't even let you leave the hospital these days without a proper car seat. So make sure you know how to fasten it in, make sure the baby's snug and secure, and make sure it's rear facing. Most of the seats are designed to go up to 40 pounds. Now, if you're an Iena baby, you hit 40 pretty quickly. It's a time honored tradition for generations now. But otherwise, yeah, 40 pounds, 2 years, those are good rules of thumb. And again, with any of these, if you have any questions, ask your doctor. After the rear facing seat comes the toddlers, the front facing seat. Now, it's funny because in my family, we do make long, big babies. They cross the finish line on that rear facing pretty quickly, and those legs are up in their chest in no time. But at roughly ages 2 to 4, up to 65 pounds, you get them in those front-facing car seats. Now, you don't want to rush this one. It's a lot easier for your kid to be able to just jump in a seat, not wrestle with the car seat. So it's kind of tempting to let them just sit in and teach them how to buckle. But really, the recommendation is 2 to 4 or up to 65 pounds. They really ought to be in that 5-point harness. It's a lot safer for the kiddo, especially since they're growing and the grown-up seat belts aren't really designed for little kids. It's going to go across their face like it did when we were little, right? They're not going to be comfortable, nor is safe. After that, from 5 to 8, they can get into the booster seats. After they outgrow the harness, the 65 pounds, you get into the booster seat. So it lifts them up so that the seatbelt is in the more proper positioning. Miles is a tall, tall kid. He's a tall 6-year-old. He will be in his booster seat this Saturday driving to Houston. He'll be really excited. The booster seats are typically needed until about age 8 to 12 or until your child is at least 4 feet 9 inches tall. Ages 9 to 12, they still need to be in the back seat. Even if they're too big for a booster seat, they still need to be in the back seat. And this was surprising to me, even that it's recommended all the way up to 13 to be in the back seat. I looked because Madeline is 9, you know, just had her birthday, like we talked about last week. She just had that birthday, but she's still 4 years out from getting to ride shotgun. So she can call it all she wants. She ain't getting it. So make sure that you follow those safety rules. And just briefly, to go up to 18, this is for the parents out there. If you have a kiddo who's 16, 17, 18, have the talk with them, please, that if they are out and drinking, and hopefully they're not, but if they are, have the talk with them to call you, and that they will not be in trouble, and that you would much, much, much rather you come pick them up. Drinking and driving leads to accidents in kiddos. I know they're not supposed to be drinking yet, but we were all young once. I think we all remember those days. Emphasize to them that the number one cause of injury and death in their age range is accidents, and a lot of times those accidents have to do with alcohol. So I give this speech to all of my teenage kids, all of the parents. I'll ask the parents to leave the room, and I'll tell them, for real, if you drink, call your parents. Or if someone you're with is drinking and you're not, not. You're being an honest kid and not doing it. Don't get in a car with someone who is drinking. It is not worth it. So that's the big safety tip for them. Not a fun talk, but an important one, and you could save a life. So that's my tips for kids and cars. Instead of cars and coffee, it's cars and kiddos today. So hopefully we have a great weekend, and I'll tell you all about it next time I see you, man.
All right, there we go. A great addition to this week's Thursday Morning House Call, brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Let's keep Huntsville healthy.